Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Five Powerful Habits for Building a Growth Mindset. You don't need to change the world, you just need to change yourself, said Miguel Ruiz. What if you could build just a few small habits that would change your life for the better? What if any goal were achievable? What if someone told you it was possible to live your dreams? The truth, you can do all of it, and it all comes down to nurturing a growth mindset. Unlike a fixed mindset, a growth mindset enables you to start living your dreams by taking away the limitations you put on your own abilities. And here's one of the things that happens to you that puts that fixed mindset in your mind. Ever hear your parents say to you, you can't live on your own, you can't hold a job, you can't? Whenever someone puts that thought in your head and then you constantly replay it, then what happens is you will put the brakes on anytime you start to think outside the box, that you're afraid to take that next step to prove them wrong. It is something that you have to decide for yourself that you are willing to do. And here's where it starts. Remember, the failure doesn't mean the end. You don't simply get up in the morning, run a 1500-meter race, or win an Olympic gold. If you did that, failure would be almost certain. So don't set yourself up for that kind of failure. In other words, take small, achievable steps towards your goal. Just the same, there are going to be times when you fail, when you fall short. You'll find yourself out of breath in the proverbial race, or even suffer an injury. That doesn't mean that you're out of the game. Get up, try again, run another race. Don't let setbacks set you back. Let them inspire you to turn your weaknesses into strengths. Here's a thing to think about. I spent 30 years in Atlanta, Georgia, and every July 4th, they have the Peachtree Road Race, which is a 6K, which runs from Lenox Square to Piedmont Park. But to get and qualify for the Peachtree Road Race, you have to participate in smaller races along the way. And you will find the Run Club has different races that they sponsor, where you get to do a 5K, a 10K, or whatever. But you build up the stamina for weeks before the Peachtree is run. You will see runners who have participated or have gotten into the race. They will practice running or going up and down Peachtree to familiarize themselves with the race before it's actually run each year. So that's just one idea of showing you how you build up with smaller activities towards your end goal. Take pride in the little things. The way you think about your achievements is indicative of how you see yourself. Prideful people boast about things that aren't really worth boasting about, but being proud of something you've achieved because of commitment, dedication, and perseverance is a sign that you are committed to being a better person and that you acknowledge the energy you've invested in the process. No matter what the goal is that you set, it is important for you to recognize what it takes to reach a goal. For so many people, setting goals is something that they don't ordinarily think about or understand about goal setting and how to achieve goals, how to work on a goal, how to build up the stamina towards that goal. There's a flip side too. Don't wait for praise from others if you've just completed a task or a challenge that you've set for yourself. Why do you need anybody else to tell you that you're a success? Be proud of your own accomplishments. Embrace challenge. Life is full of challenges. Whether you're trying to get up early on a Monday morning or learning a new skill or hobby, challenges are part of life. Instead of shying away from them for fear of failure, however, why not embrace them and prove to yourself that you can achieve positive results? There are benefits to either achieving or falling short. If you achieve, you affirm a specific skill, and if you fail, you know what you can work on to improve. Norman Holland, a scientist of academized, shared the results from one neurological study that demonstrated this. Carol Dweck, a leader in the field of growth mindsets, asked a group of individuals with fixed and growth mindsets a collection of complex questions. Their brain activity was then studied as they were told whether the questions were right or wrong. The study showed that fixed mindset individuals were only interested in their right answers, while growth mindset individuals were eager to learn from wrong answers. This shows that it doesn't matter if individuals with a growth mindset get things right or wrong. They simply want to give all challenges a go and learn from the mistakes. Choose your words carefully. The importance of how you speak to yourself and the people around you can't be stressed enough. Whether you're talking to your best friend, your mom, or a complete stranger, choosing your words is a critical to developing positive relationships. And those relationships will ultimately open doors to new opportunities and experiences. Here's some other things to think about. When you use the laws of attraction, when you think negatively, you are sending out negative vibes into the universe, and you bring back to yourself negative things. If you can get out there, and it's a matter of having a mindset that you believe in yourself. And let me tell you a story. I know someone that she has really low self-esteem to the point that she married someone just simply because she was afraid that no one else would ever ask her to marry him. And not only that, but he was an alcoholic and he physically abused her. every day for 21 years. And when she told me that story, I was like, wait a minute. I grew up in a home where I had a father that was physically abusive. I got hit almost every day of my childhood that I can remember. I don't think there was any day that went by that I wasn't hit for something when I was a child. And back then, society looked at it as, well, that's just a bad child. She has to be disciplined. But if today you hear stories of how parents abuse children, and the sad part is for many of them, they don't know any difference because that's the environment they grew up in and that's what they knew to do. They can be negative because they don't know how to be any different. Sad part is you can learn to be different today. You don't have to accept that being negative is a way of life. Because you know what? People will avoid you or they'll run away from you. You have to, if you want, remember, people will treat you how you treat them. And if you want to be respected, you have to respect someone else. You have to learn to respect their boundaries. One of the best ways to practice your speaking is through writing. Use websites such as State of Writing to enhance your writing skills, your vocabulary, and your overall articulation. Weave some of the lessons into your daily speech. Remember that you control you. At the end of the day, your attitudes, your beliefs, your perceptions all depend on you. Every decision that you have ever made comes from inside your head, from a casual I love you to decisions that impact your whole life, like taking on a new job or buying a house. With each one, it's important to remember the only you that have the power to control your life's direction. And if you feel like your mind is muddy, try meditating and taking some time to clear your head. Remember what's important and go after the challenges that will make you a better person. And here's some other things to think about when it comes to mindset and having the ability to succeed. And transactional analysis says it perfectly. Talk about the parent, the adult, and the child. The child often says, I want. So think about all your wants and write them down. The parent says, you should. Think about all of the things that your parents told you should do and write them down. And then the adult says, I am able to. And look at that. Look at all the conflicts. And look how as Noah St. John says, the head trash in your head. All of the things that people have told you over the years. Think about the things that a teacher has told you. And I can remember growing up as someone with a disability, that I was educated before there were laws in the books that guaranteed people with disabilities the right to an education. And often I would remember looking at the book reports or the report cards, and they would say she daydreams a lot. But they didn't recognize that I learned differently, that just hearing it or seeing it wasn't enough for me. I had to actually put it into practice or say it. You know, things have changed drastically now. And the way we learn is very, very different. And I didn't realize until I was in graduate school, but for me, math was a very tough subject. And why was it tough? Simple reason. And I was in graduate school taking a test before I even realized it. But my problem was sometimes what I wrote down and what was on and what I saw were two different things. So when you look back at your mindset, remember that you control your life and you have to get rid of those negative thoughts that were put there by teachers of the past or by your peers of the past, because kids can be very, very cruel. And one of the things that creates low self-esteem is all the negativity around you. And I was talking about an acquaintance of mine earlier who literally stayed with her husband for 21 years and let him abuse her. And do you know that when her mother visited her and her husband jumped on her back and was literally beating her up, the mother did nothing to get her out of there. And that's the sad part, that her mother did not care about her enough to make sure that she was not being abused by her husband, because the mother could have called the police and had him arrested for abusing her and did nothing. And this woman went into therapy for years, and she knows all the phrases to use, and she always says that she's evolved, but yet she will constantly make remarks that to me shows me that she's not truly evolved, because she looks at everyone else and she compares herself to everyone else. And any time that she should be doing something that's going to help herself to be a better person, to have better health, she always comes up with excuses. Because of my disability, for years, for over 30 years, I have been exercising, because I found that exercise helped improve my balance, helped not only improve my balance, but improve my state of mind and my self-esteem in myself. And only recently, which is now 50 years after the fact, I realized that I live alone, I'm getting older, I'm tripping over my own 2 feet, I'm injuring myself. The best way to do that is what for years I wore at the old iron brace that was permanently attached to the shoe that had a spring in it, so that I would walk heel toe instead of dragging my foot. And because I drag my foot and I tend to go toe first, that what happens is I would trip over my own 2 feet and fallen a number of times. That the best thing that I can do is start wearing the brace again, because what happened was that I had surgery at the age of 14. I wore a brace for another year and a half to 2 years. And then the doctor, my orthopedist, said, you can sleep in it. So I gladly took it off, because it meant that for me, when I thought of it, I would think of all the abuse that I suffered as a child because I was different, or the abuse that I suffered at my parents' hand because they wouldn't allow me to try to do something for myself. And that was part of what was going on for the physical abuse. It was a matter of how they were going to control me and how they were not going to allow me. And my mother was someone who she never wanted to let go. It was as though the umbilical cord was permanently attached to her children, and she never wanted them to let go, especially to her 2 children with disabilities. And to live with her was to hear someone that was totally negative, that was always going to abuse you, that was never going to encourage you, that you could never hold an intelligent conversation with. And I found that I had to limit the amount of time that I spent with them. And yet, because when my father passed away, he left her in control of the finances, she thought that by taking away from me what was my rightful inheritance, that she was going to control me. And she found out it was that to me, money is not what I crave. It never was. But what I needed from them was their love. But that, when you sat down and tried to talk to her about it, it's as though you were talking over her head. She heard what she wanted to hear, and she interpreted it how she would have interpreted it for what she wanted, and instead of listening to me. So remember, part of that mindset that you have is if you live in a fixed mindset, then what's happening is you live by rules and regulations placed on you by someone else. And the only way to outgrow that is to sit down and look at all those negative thoughts and look at how you as an individual can change them and make them what they truly should be. Are you going to be negative and hold yourself back and try to hold back the people around you? Because what's going to happen is that you will end up putting yourself in a position where you are going to be alone. Because whereas in the past, prior and in the early to middle part of the 20th century, people were what they were. It wasn't until the late 70s and the 80s, and especially in the 60s, as the mentality of the baby boomer generation began to change. And it was no longer those old conservative views that they became more aware of what was going on around them. And now we're in the 21st century, where you have access to the internet, where you have access to digital media, that it's so very different. You can open up, you can learn. You can learn new ways to do things in a way that will enhance your ability to grow. So think about it. Are you going to remain in that fixed mindset that limits you? Are you going to find a way to get out of that box and challenge yourself to achieve and set higher goals for yourself? Are you going to be in that growth mindset where all you have to do is be willing to open up, to open your mind to new ways of doing things? I don't know how many times that I've talked to people and they want business done the old way, where you went to that 9-to-5 job. And yes, there's certain jobs that can be done from 9-to-5, but companies today, they're no longer looking for people to work in an office, because if they can have an office for just their corporate people that they need, and they can outsource customer service to where all they have to do is give you a computer, give you the phone, and tell you to go set up your internet service and your phone service, and then all they do is reroute calls to your computer. You can live anywhere in the world and do business with a company. How many times, if you need your computer worked on, you don't even have to take it into the store. All you have to do is have a contract with a company that that all they can do is they can log in from the back end and they can clean out your computer. They can optimize it. They can make it work so that it moves the fastest it's moving. So we have so many new options, but it's a matter of changing that mindset to be open, to be able to see the new ways that things are being done, to be willing as an individual to say, hey, here's something that I can incorporate. Because today, you can live in one place and you can have someone work for you in a totally different part of the world. And they can do the best job possible and they can be living like a king, making a lot less money because they are in a country that the cost of living is far less, and you get the same quality of work as if you had someone that came into an office and they basically didn't want to be there. And they did not as good a job as someone else would have done, but didn't have the money to move over and live in a different environment. So remember, we are truly a global economy today. Business is done globally. And if you have that fixed mindset, then you are going to resent business being done in other parts of the world and look at them as taking your job. But the fact of the matter is that if you look at corporations, many of them merged in the past, and they had two or three workers doing the same job. So what happened? They would condense it, and they gave early buyout packages, because back during the early part of the 20th century, when people went to work for the corporation, it was basically an unwritten rule that they had a job for life. And then when the baby boomer generation started to enter the workforce and they were working 15 to 20 years, as those corporations merged, because of the unwritten rule of a contract, they were offered buyout packages. But within a few years, those buyout packages were gone, and companies and corporations would hire or let go people in upper management that had been working for a number of years, that they were looking to cut their expenses and hire more people at entry-level positions. And so those jobs were gone. Today, many of those jobs have gone overseas. And not only are they gone overseas, but those people work from home doing the same work. Or many customer service corporations, what they do is they go to temp agencies, and at the temp agencies, they will hire the people, and you pay to be trained. And after you trained, then you go and you log into the company that you paid for the training, and then you get paid accordingly. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And we can sit down with you and help you understand where you are today. And we use assessment profiles to help you understand communication and help you get to where you want to be from where you are now.